Today saw an end of the Cold War milestone, the closing of Victor Comkin's Warehouse Bookstore in Rockville, Maryland. Comkin's stocked millions of publications, perhaps the largest inventory of Russian books, records, and souvenirs outside the motherland. At Comkin's, you could find Soviet economic statistics, newspapers, Russian music scores, poetry. But the bookshop is being evicted, and now there's talk of burning the books. Alex Van Oss reports that thousands of local buyers have been flocking to Comkin's for some last-minute shopping.
Do you have Ukrainian books?
Ukrainian, you take straight on the right hand, you can see immediately Ukrainian.
Thank you.
You're welcome anytime.
At Comkin's, you could find Russian or English versions of Pushkin or Pasternak or the History of Moscow, 1941 to 65. Yesterday, the aisles were jammed with last-minute customers. One of them was artist Marian Osher.
When I heard that they were going to burn the books, it really disturbed me. You know, I think books have souls, and if I can save one of those souls and give it a new home, then there's a good reason for being here.
2 days of monstrous sales, and look at all that remains. I mean, are these going to be burned? I can't believe it. This is a tragedy, a tragedia.
Harry Cahill is a retired Foreign Service officer who was stationed in Eastern Europe during the Cold War. He was looking for a copy of Pushkin's diary and chronicle of 1832.
To read them in the original is such a delight. And now I'm looking for a good English-Russian dictionary.
One customer named Walt had found an armful of Soviet classics.
Lenin on art and literature. Lenin on utopian and scientific socialism. This is some good stuff here. Yeah, Lenin on the intelligentsia.
For nearly half a century, émigrés came to Comkin's to find books banned in the USSR. The CIA and the State Department ordered newspapers and technical books for clues into the Soviet system. Rumors abounded that customers had their pictures taken, that the store was a dumping ground for Soviet propaganda. Years ago, one rumor affected Tuul Wilroy, a German speaker of Russian, personally.
I was coming here just to browse, and I was asking one of the employees a question in Russian. And after a while, she came back and whispered to me, "Do you want to work here?" And I thought, oh, yeah, this might be great. I was very excited about it. And then people started telling me things like, oh, but I hear that store is run by the KGB, and if your husband works for the government, you might not want to work there. And I became so scared that I turned it down. But I've always regretted that. Always.
In its better days, Comkin's enjoyed good sales and got books at reduced prices from the Soviet Union, which was eager to distribute its materials to the U.S. With the end of the Cold War, everything changed. Now, the owner, Igor Kalyagorgi, is behind on the rent and is facing eviction. Sick in the hospital with ulcers, today he got some good news. Congresswoman Constance Morella of Maryland and the Librarian of Congress, James Billington, have worked out a deal, and the books will stay in place another 3 weeks. According to Morella's office, the Library of Congress will absorb the most valuable materials and try to find homes for the rest. For NPR News, this is Alex Van Oss in Washington.